This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Washington, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has been asking people to send stories in about financial scams, crooked payday lenders, murky mortgage documents, and other shenanigans. It's formulating its first list of shame, as Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
In a video on the CFPB's website, Director Richard Cordray puts a high priority on gathering consumer complaints.
Join us. Work with us. Help us make it so. Visit consumerfinance.gov and tell us your story today.
Compiling a national database of consumer grievances helps the agency know where to focus resources, says veteran consumer advocate Ralph Nader. Plus, he says, the Bureau can use the complaints to respond to political opponents.
It's very effective to say, well, Senator, Representative, send one of your staff over and see all the responses from Americans around the country.
But a former policy director at the Federal Trade Commission, Todd Zawicki, says compiling complaints doesn't necessarily lead to good consumer policy.
You want to measure that against the total number of people who are using these products and that sort of thing before we leap to conclusions just based on anecdotal evidence.
Complaints about credit cards will be released soon by the CFPB. Whether the Bureau reveals gripes about other financial products is still to be determined. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.